David Hawkins is the editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call, author of The Hawkins Here blog and column, covered Congress and various positions at CQ, which is, by the way, the Bible of anybody who wants to know about Congress, since 1995. So, David, let me ask you about how the campaign is going. I'm reading a whole bunch of polls. I saw a poll which said pretty big distance between the two of them. And then I saw a Quinnipiac poll that said, very, very close, skinnier teeth fight. What are you making of this?
You know, I think that as people who've been paying attention to presidential politics in this millennium are now fully aware, the real race that counts is not the popular vote, but the electoral vote. While it is very close, if you average all the polls together, it is still sort of too close to say definitively that Secretary Clinton is pulling away from Donald Trump, although she does seem to have a slight lead in the polls.
Yeah.
But in the battleground states, in the states that, you know,
it
really matter, electoral vote by electoral vote, she is looking to be in a pretty good position. Here's one way to look at it. If Hillary Clinton does nothing more than the following, she wins the presidency. If she wins every state that has voted consistently Democratic since 1992, in other words, whatever that is, 5-6 elections in a row, 1992,
sure,
and then she wins Florida, she wins the presidency. So essentially all she's got to do is hold serve and pick up one swing state, big swing state, the biggest of the swing states, and she wins. And if you look at Florida and you think Latinos don't really like Donald Trump too much. It has trended a little bit more Democratic in recent years. Then she's looking pretty good. So unless Donald Trump can take some of those states away from Hillary Clinton, Pennsylvania we think about because of its a lot of white working class voters, New Hampshire, Iowa, unless he can actually pull some of those states away from her, she's looking pretty good.
I saw a recent poll which said when African Americans were asked, it was 99-1 for Hillary. However, among white men, she doesn't do that well. Is this just misogyny? I mean, what is this?
White men have not voted Democratic for president, I don't think, since... I think the last time they voted Democratic for president, you know, was a long, long time ago. I don't have this right in front of me. I think it was even before Bill Clinton.
Wow.
So the gender gap has been alive and well in American politics, you know, for a couple of decades now. And Hillary Clinton is almost certainly to continue that trend. The only question is whether Trump can run up the score among white men to a historic degree. I believe that in 2012, Mitt Romney beat Barack Obama among white men by a record margin. But in order that the statistics that I've seen, the polling and the demographics that I've seen, was that Trump would have to do much better even than Mitt Romney in order to have a chance.
And while we're on the subject, among women, ..
Among women, yes, she is doing a record well. I mean, so there is the gender gap is spreading, and women are a majority of the electorate, and women are also disproportionately vote in the very swing states that we were talking about. I mean, I believe it's been a while since I looked at these numbers, but in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, Virginia, women vote at there's an even higher percentage of women voting more than men than in some of the sort of reliably red or reliably blue states.
Well, that's extraordinary. I'm just thinking, I know this is going to be seen as somewhat diversionary of our conversation, but if all these women are voting, you know, for Hillary and all these men are voting for Trump, then shouldn't we be, as social scientists, looking at the whether or not there's going to be an increase in the divorce rate in this country?
That is it's a fascinating question, which I won't touch, and you didn't ask me to.
Oh, and I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned Florida, Marco Rubio, the man who was once referred to by Donald Trump as Little Marco, has decided to run. Harry Reid comes out with a very interesting, for Senate again, Harry Reid comes out with a statement saying that he should turn over all of his checks because he didn't show up at all while he was running for president. Low shot or not?
You know, I have to say, I think it's a fair shot of Harry Reid's. I think that Marco Rubio was pretty explicit during his campaign for president that he thought that he had a lot of buyer's remorse about coming to the Senate, that he thought nothing got done in the Senate, that he had more important things to do than be in the Senate. So he was pretty verbal about it in a way that other, and that heightened the attention to his low voting attendance score, which was not out of the ordinary, to be fair. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, John Kerry, you know, all the other sitting senators who we know about who've run for president in recent years, all skipped a whole lot of votes in the time that they were getting ready to run in the primaries, and then after they won some more primaries and went on through the election. So Rubio was in line with all that, but where he was sort of out of line was the way he denigrated the job that he had. And so now at essentially the last hour, a day before the filing deadline closes, he says that he's changed his mind. He had initially suggested during the right after the Orlando mass shooting that was one of the reasons that was giving him pause, although when he actually made the announcement, the phrase Orlando and gun control was not mentioned, and he's not expected to declare any kind of change of heart on that. So yes, I think a fair shot.
Can the Democrats beat him?
The Democrats can beat him. The primary is not until the end of August, so we don't exactly know who the Democratic candidate is going to be or the Republican candidate. And Marco Rubio will still have a primary, a pretty minimal primary. Most of the big players who were planning to run when it was an open seat have gotten out of his way. So I think Rubio is a relatively clear shot to be the Republican nominee for his own job again. Democrat race is a little bit more scrambled, but the clear front runner is a very young congressman named Patrick Murphy. Young, telegenic, charismatic, somewhat centrist, a good campaigner, getting in a little bit of trouble recently for apparently inflating his young man in a hurry resume a little bit. But yes, they can beat him, and the presidential campaign will have some coattails. And if there is an enormous Latino turnout to vote against Donald Trump in his second home state, then Patrick Murphy will get help by that.
I was surprised when I saw this last Quinnipiac poll that while Hillary is leading an arm and a leg among Hispanics, it's nothing like the 99-1 difference in black voters. So there's still some Hispanic voters who are going to vote Republican.
That's right. There are still some Hispanic voters who do not feel like what Donald Trump has said about immigration and building the wall. That does not really apply to them, or that's not what's going to drive their vote. There are plenty of Latino voters who are culturally conservative, fiscally conservative. I mean, not plenty, but I mean, you know, 25-30% of these voters are more naturally aligned with the sort of the Republican ideals. Now, that having been said, I think we should pause here and just state that Donald Trump is going to be if he ends up with the nomination, and I think there's a 10% chance he won't. If he ends up with the nomination, he'll be the most liberal Republican nominee for president, at least since Dwight Eisenhower in 1952.
Wow. David Hawkins, always wonderful to have you. You're my hero. You know more about this stuff than anybody I know. He's the editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call, author of The Hawkins Here, blog and column. All you do is go to, you know, like one of the search engines and put in Hawkins Here. You'll find him. He's covered Congress in various positions at CQ since 1995. Thank you, David, for being with us. When we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you a question, all right? Who's Hillary Clinton's vice presidential nominee going to be?